It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The song we're hearing is Revolution by the Madison area band Power Takeoff.
It charted on the secondary music rock charts earlier this year, and now the band is gearing up for a multi-state tour with stops across Wisconsin along the way.
Power Takeoff is led by frontman and songwriter Scott Tice, whose music is influenced by his time growing up on his family farm on Madison's far west side.
Also in the band, his 18-year-old son, Aiden Tice, who is the band's drummer and grew up being inspired by his dad's music.
They're with us today to share how their father-son relationship and their rural roots shaped their music careers. Aiden, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
And Scott, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having us. Hello.
Well, I want to hear each of your origin stories as musicians, first of all. Scott, can you take us back to what brought you into music after growing up working on the family dairy farm by Madison?
Sure. I guess, my early influences are probably, in the barn when we were working and stuff. And I mean, I kind of grew up late 70s, early 80s. So I kind of remember the Conway Twitty, Loretta Lynn, Kenny Rogers was a big influence on me. Funny how I play in a rock and roll band, but I just remember the turntable and the 8-track tapes and early to that stage in my life. And I kind of been doing it ever since, honestly. So.
And what brought you to pick up that first instrument?
I was a drummer for 35 years, and now being in Power Takeoff, I'm the lead vocalist. And I've been doing lead vocals for about 4 years. Drumming for 35 years, I think I got my start in seventh grade at a middle school talent show. And I was kind of that unpopular, farm boy kid. And the next day after that talent show, for some reason, I was the cool guy in school. And, it's kind of the story that everybody has. It brings a little attention to yourself. And I kind of enjoyed that. And that's just kind of fueled my fire to just want to be, this is what I want to do,
Aiden, you grew up with your dad. It sounds like playing drums. What first led you to start hitting stuff for musical purposes?
They tell me, like when I was like 18 months old, that I would just bang on pots and pans. And then I guess my dad, I don't really remember it, but put me behind a drum set. And then I kind of just got into his music history past, all the bands he used to be in, which led me more into got into hair metal and then rockabilly, which really don't go together. But I mean, they all kind of rock and roll. Anything rock and roll is kind of what I kind of fell in love with.
Now, this idea of being in a band with your dad, it's cool in many ways, but as a you started, I think, as a teenager playing along with them. How was that for you? Some kids might want to keep that at arm's length.
It was actually pretty cool because my dad is like seriously 18 years old on the inside, and all my friends all think he's really cool. So I guess there was no problem with that.
Scott, one of the best radio moments I've ever heard was the hockey legend Gordie Howe talking about the first time he suited up on the ice with his sons, right, playing on the same team. What was it like the first time you went on stage with your son, Aiden, to perform in front of other people?
Oh, I thought it was the coolest moment ever. I mean, I have memories, and Aiden is not only an exceptional drummer, he's a great guitar player, too. And I remember him jamming with my band, Aiden, you were probably 5-6 years old, and he kind of had his first chords. And I remember him getting up and jamming with us, and he held his own. He was a great rhythm guitar player, and being the drummer he is, he's got great rhythm too.
Aiden, some people might feel a lot of pressure, right? You're playing drums in a band with your dad, who is a drummer. Is there any feeling I better get this just the way he wants it?
No, not really. As long as I have a smile on my face, he doesn't really care.
He's pretty good. Sometimes the tempos are a little quick, but he's young and solid drummer. And I just always so proud of him.
Well, thank you, Dad.
Now, Scott, tell us a little bit about Power Takeoff. It's a father-son team. You're not the only ones in the band, but you're coming from a couple different generations. Different musical influences, I assume, came along with that. So how did you figure out what this band was going to sound like?
I have to say, and I don't thank COVID for many things, but when COVID came along, and at that point, Aiden, you were 15 years old. And, you know, I kept saying, oh, dude, you get into high school, you're going to meet so many musicians and you're going to jam. And high school kind of came, and then COVID came, and I just felt bad for him. So I said, let's write some songs. And I was dinking around with the idea. Maybe my mother always told me you should be a lead singer, you know, and I'm oh yeah, mom, sure, whatever. I'm a drummer, you know. We started writing some songs in the basement during COVID, and we bought a little recorder and we started recording them. And, you know, COVID kind of lifted and we were like, hey, let's get a band going. And called some dear friends of mine. One of my dear friends, Paul, he actually has a son, Ethan, and Paul is a very busy musician and owns Megatone Studios in Mount Horb. And he said, I can't play guitar with you, but my son is a guitar player. So kind of funny how that works. And I have my dear friend Paul's son, Ethan, who me and Aiden have hit it off with so well in the last 3 years. He's just become our best bud. And just from that point, it kind of just, you know, we found a guitar player friend of mine for 30 years. Aiden had a friend he went to high school with, Jacob Rip, on the bass. So we've been kind of hitting it pretty hard for 3 years. But like you say, what was the story? I mean, kind of the COVID years and, you know, me just trying to be a good dad and just push music on my kid and wanting them to succeed and not getting bummed out over COVID, you know, which we all were, but it's over now, right? And we're moving on with life. So, but that's how the band started.
Yeah, Aiden, what did that mean for you to have this creative outlet that a lot of people lost, especially in those early days of COVID?
I thought it was really cool because, you know, we could stay home and we could go in our little studio all day. And it was kind of just like a release of a lot of feelings that, you know, being stuck at home, having nothing to do all day.
We're talking to Scott and Aiden Tice, father-son team. They're members of the Madison area rock band Power Takeoff. I want to give a listen to something that illustrates one of the questions I wanted to ask about. Here's a taste. This is earlier in the band's day, as I understand, a song called Keep Truckin'. Here's a listen.
4-H fairs in town. I am northeast bound. Trucking corn on Route 69. Long and dirty day. Verona to Green Bay. Hit the fair by supper time. We gotta keep on trucking.
So Scott, some 4-H, you're trucking there with some corn. This is calling back to your youth in some ways, I'm guessing, and some rural roots.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, actually, our family farm, we just retired last year. So I was pretty much farming all the way up till last year. Pretty much the reason we got, my dad was 82 years old and my Uncle Randy was 65. And we just kind of said enough's enough. And but proud to do it and honored to be part of it, the family farm, for all those years. So. But that song kind of, you know, kind of came from all that. So, and coming out of COVID, the Keep Trucking America, that just kind of came for, we got to, you know, hang tight and keep moving, you know, it's all we can do. And that's kind of where it all started.
And Aiden, I don't know the timing here. Did you grow up with that family farm still around or growing up with stories about it? Is that still part of you?
Well, I didn't like, I guess I kind of grew up with it. You know, my dad in October had to be gone for like an entire 3 weeks. I wouldn't really see him during harvest season. So, I mean, yeah, I kind of grew up with it, but I never helped, never really.
And we still have the family farm too. And we visit, you know, my parents and stuff. And I'm there every day still, you know, sometimes it don't feel much like retirement, but don't have any crops in the field or anything. So. But Aiden's always, anytime I've ever asked for a little help, he has been there and he's driven some tractors and been a pretty good son. So that way, and like I grew up with my dad on the farm. So,
Scott, the two of you, well, the band has a tour coming up and you're kicking off with a few stops in Wisconsin, going on the road in a band with your son. What are you looking forward to in that experience?
We were gone the whole month of October. We did a run, and that was our first time ever out. And, we have an RV, and I'm usually the driver. You know, we kind of all have our jobs. Ethan, our guitar player, he's the one, he's our navigator. I call him the Nagigator. we all kind of, and Jacob, our bass player, he helps drive the camper. But no, it's great. I mean, I enjoy every moment of it. You know, it's kind of like camping a little bit, you know, don't always get a shower every day, but that's rock and roll, right? So.
Now, Aiden, I've been in bands since I was in middle school, too, and I never had any desire to go on tour. The no shower, living out of vans thing never appealed to me. Are you getting a taste for it, though? Are you thinking, yeah, I want to be a touring musician?
Yeah, I love it. I love theme places. I guess the shower thing, sometimes you do have to take really cold showers. But, you know, that doesn't really bother me. I just like spending time with the band and my dad, watching Beavis and Butthead, going down the road, you know?
I want to get another taste of your music now. This is one called All the No's, and you've got an interesting video for this one, but let's get a little taste of the music first.
Take me back in time.
It's Scott, you did this video, I understand, in a landmark in the Madison area, St. Denis Catholic School. Tell us a little bit about how that came together.
Oh, well, and that was actually one of my, right before, I always helped on the farm, but I took a job at St. Denis being the maintenance guy, and I was a maintenance man there for about 9.5 years, and then I'd go farm after that, and always just had fond memories of that place. It's a beautiful 21 acre place on the east side of Madison. And I called in a few old favors. How's that sound? But it's cool to, you know, that school, that's right out of 1971, you know, and that gymnasium and stuff, it's got that old school feel to it, you know, and there's not a lot of places like that around anymore. So we had a blast, not air conditioning. And of course it was a 95 degree day though.
Of course.
So, there's one point the video guy Marv says, put on this jacket. And I'm like, it's like 100 degrees in this gymnasium. Yeah, but that's fine. You know, but we look, there's a couple shots there. We look a little sweaty, but it was a good time.
Now, Aiden, you play drums mainly for the band. Your dad mentioned you also play guitar. And I've heard that there's some swapping. You tag in and out on the stage. Sometimes dad sits down at the drums and you sing some lead. You take some different roles with the band?
Yeah, I do.
And what's it like to get up there and be the front man for a couple few songs?
It's cool. It's cool. I like it a lot. And I enjoy singing. It's really cool. All my dad can sit behind the drums and we kind of share that special moment.
Now, Scott, not every family is going to get together and become a band. We're not all the Partridge family or the Tice family. But in general, people can do creative stuff with their family members across generations. Can you give some inspiration to people? Again, they don't have to form a band, but to do creative stuff with their family.
Well, I think my secret was with Aiden, too. And, you know, I mean, we ain't no angels, you know, but I try to let him just for sure be him and not hover over him. And, you know, like I say, we talked about a little bit about sometimes the tempos are a little quick, but me being a drummer too, you know, you're full of adrenaline at times up there. And I get it. And with all the bandmates and stuff, and they all are, I'm the old, you know, dad of everybody kind of there. Aiden's the youngest, 21 is our Ethan, our guitar player, 23 is our bass player. Mike's in his early 40s, but I've known Mike for also 20 years, but so I kind of just try to let Aiden just be with his friends and have space. And there's a lot of times too, where, you know, they like when we're on tour, they like going and what do I call it? They go to the Goodwills and stuff, Goodwilling, I guess. And they all go and, you know, and I just kind of sit and relax and watch a show in the RV and but just let him try to be himself. And as far as, I mean, inspiration, I mean, boy, I tell you, I'm inspired by him every day. And it makes me work a little harder and try a little harder, too. So it's kind of a domino effect, actually.
And Aiden, does it work the other way, too? Are you feeling inspired by your dad?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's like my biggest inspiration. Definitely when he was younger. Well, now too, I'm not saying that. But when he was younger, I want to be just like him, like how he was in his early 20s and just having a good time and playing rock and roll. It's kind of what I want to do.
It's a great place to leave it. Aiden, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Scott, thanks for being with us.
Oh, appreciate it, you guys. And Merry Christmas to you guys and everybody listening out there. Hope everybody has a great, safe holiday season.
Scott Tice is lead singer and songwriter for the Madison-based band Power Takeoff. Aiden Tice is his 18-year-old son, who's the drummer for the band. They're with us to share the story of their band and how their music is shaped by their relationship and their rural roots.